Some of us are lucky to be professionally talented at one thing, whether it's a sport or dance or photography. But few of us are lucky enough to be that level of talented at multiple things. That's where we meet Raquel Denis. Raquel is a practicing poet, writing about her life as an Afro-Latina in Arizona and experiences that her community faces, and she's now about to put out her first EP as a musician. I sat down with Raquel in a back green room at the Van Buren in downtown Phoenix for a Tiny Desert concert, but I started by asking how she got started writing poetry.
I started writing poetry in the sixth grade.
Wow.
Yeah, and then it wasn't until college that I really started writing more intensely. So I would say since I was in sixth grade, but like really, really trying to take it seriously since like 2016, 15, when I transferred to ASU and started their creative writing program.
So at what point did you think, okay, I have all these great poems, maybe I could put these to music?
That's a funny question. It's funny because I've been playing music since I was really little. I've always been writing, like journaling and sort of like jotting down my feelings and my day and, you know, hard things going on at home. So writing has always been a big part of my life. I would make up these stupid songs when I was little on the patio. And so they kind of like flow in and out of each other, like the poetry and the songwriting. But yeah, I actually started songwriting in high school.
Well, it sounds like you kind of had these like two parallel paths where you've been writing since, you know, sixth grade or so. You've been playing music since you were a little kid. And at a certain point, they just kind of converged.
Oh, yeah. In high school, for sure. Yes.
What happened?
Well, there were some really difficult things going on in my home. And I found that writing songs and writing poetry were like a really safe outlet for me. And so when things were hard at home, I would kind of like silo myself away into my room, kind of just let all these feelings sort of come out. And then I started writing them down. Then I started paying attention to like the word choice and the lyrics.
Would you consider your songs biographical? Like, do you write about, you mentioned you wrote a lot of poetry and jotted down notes when things were hard in high school, sort of about your life. Do you still use your own life as an inspiration for your songs?
I do. It's usually based in my own experience and my own emotions, and I actually have been writing more songs that are explicit about family and childhood and really being more open in that way.
What is that like for you, putting things that are, I would imagine, in many ways very personal, not just on a page for somebody to read in a book in their house or in a library, but that you're actually singing in front of people who are looking at you when you're talking about things that might have been difficult for you in your life?
Yeah, it's scary. It can feel really vulnerable, especially playing gigs at shows where like people might be drinking or smoking outside or whatever. They're there to have a good time, or they're there because they're also on the bill, but they may not know my music or like my music. So it can be hard sometimes, but I kind of have to remember that I sing primarily just for my own relief and kind of just my own, like, I need to do this. Brings me a lot of relief. And then I'll try to think about like maybe someone is here that like needs some relief too. That kind of helps push me through the feelings of like, this is really scary, I'm singing this song about my mom, like everyone's gonna know like our life, and or people are gonna think I'm emo or whatever, and that kind of helps me push through.
All right, Raquel, can you play a song for us?
Sure. I'm gonna go ahead and play a song called Soft, and here it is.
And the
Have you ever looked at a song that you have written some amount of time after you've written it, maybe even after you've performed it, and looked at the words and thought, wow, this means something totally different to me now than it did when I put the words on paper?
Yes, it's crazy. So Soft, the song Soft, for example, I wrote that in 2014, and I was like, I don't know, 21, I think, 22, something like that, and I was, you know, just feeling not great and wrote that song and didn't really think a whole lot about where it was coming from. And then a couple of years later, I realized, like, wow, this song is actually about a feeling I have about, you know, this really sort of traumatic thing that happened in my life. And I didn't realize that till like many years later. But singing that song now in kind of our time in this very difficult time that we're in politically and in Arizona and United States, all of it. When I sing it, it makes me think of like people in my position or people in worse positions who are feeling like, I'm really in it, I'm in the dirt, no one's listening, I don't have a voice, and you know, I want to continue to feel human and feel vulnerable and feel soft and joyful and all those things. That's what Soft means to me now, is kind of like speaking to that experience of being like marginalized or being, you know, afraid of deportation or whatever. I've had friends hear that song and be like, oh, would you want to sing that at this human rights organization or whatever?
Do you feel pressure to be a representative for groups of people, individuals, anything like that in your music?
You know, I don't feel a pressure, but I do feel a responsibility. But I do feel a responsibility to speak to the things that are hurting my community, whether that's in song or like, you know, before I play, sometimes I bring up something going on politically and I'll be like, hey, I don't know if you heard about Scott Warren, but he's, you know, going through trial right now. And this was a couple months ago. And like, these, you know, you should donate to No More Deaths or whatever, because so many other voices are trying to like drown that work out and really erase it. And so I do feel responsible to like at least speak to it a little bit. And then in my songwriting, it's not even a sense of pressure or responsibility. It's like a need. It's like I've been writing more about what this feels like to be a marginalized person right now.
You have a need to do it for yourself,
yeah.
not just for the other people in
no.
similar positions.
Yeah, like it sucks a lot. And so I feel like I have to go home and write about it, because otherwise I just feel really like overwhelmed and sad and sort of despondent.
All right. Raquel, can you play one more song on the way out here?
Absolutely. The last song I'm playing is Untitled. was scared of who I was. I had to judge. I was small and I was shy. No one knew how much I cried. I had so much love inside. To hide, I wore a big disguise. I cried all the time.
That's Raquel Denis performing for us at the Van Buren in Phoenix. You can see a video for a performance on our website. That's theshow.kjzz.org. And if you're in a band or know of one you'd like to hear play with us, send us a note, theshow@kjzz.org.